What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Pauly Shore Podcast Show. I'm here at the beautiful Andaz Hotel.
I thought it was called Andy's.
No, it's called fucking Andaz. It's called Andaz.
It's called Andaz?
Yeah, Andaz. And I have my beautiful co-host, Mr. Faison Love.
I'm pronouncing it Faison.
Faison Love. And, of course, Ari Manis.
Hello, thanks for having me, as always.
And Ara, what's going on? Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yeah, she's a kindred spirit.
Yes.
So Faison and I, just so you guys know. Oh, wait, before we begin, let's tell them who's on the show. You want to tell them who's on the show?
Yes.
Go for it.
We have some very good... Very good guests.
Yeah.
You tell them, because you think it's somebody else. I want to hear you say his name.
Well, it's Damon Johns.
Yes,
Damon Johns.
Not Damon Dash.
No, Damon Johns from the TV show Shark Tank.
Yes.
Give it up to him.
Yes.
Woo! Have you seen Shark Tank?
Yes, I do.
He's the what guy on it?
He's the
African-American. African-American. Can you say African-American?
He's not from Africa. He's from Queens.
Yeah, but he's not a Caucasian. He's not Caucasian.
No, he's the rich guy.
FUBU. He's the FUBU guy.
He created FUBU.
Yeah, but when you're just watching it, the show, and everyone's out there, he's the one dude that's a African American. African American. You're African American.
No, I'm not from Africa. I'm from San Diego.
Okay.
All right. In the Bronx.
So he's the one dude on the show. Shark Tank is a very big show.
Rich.
It's from Mark Burnett, and it's we got Mark Cuban on it. We got a lot of great casts on that on that show. We also have
Jimmy Tatro, good-looking YouTube star. Yeah.
YouTube star.
Good-looking out here.
Super good-looking. I think you know the guy. I think you're in one of his videos.
We did a video together. Yeah. He's such a smart guy, man.
He's a great guy. Yeah.
He's not like us. Mm. Like we're different. I think we enjoyed Hollywood.
Mm.
We didn't have to write shit. We just showed up and just did.
Speak for yourself. I have to write shit.
When were you? Now. Mm. I'm talking about back then.
Mm.
We just showed up and we had fun.
Right.
And we, you know, went to craft services. And then we went to our trailer.
And I also want to thanks for Faison for being on the show. You know, I actually texted Damon and I said that you were going to be co-hosting with me. And I said, do you know who, first of all, I said, thanks for doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted him, I said, do you know Faison Love? And he goes, I don't.
Maybe because you spelt my name wrong or something?
No, he just didn't know who you were.
What does that mean?
And then I sent him a picture of you.
Oh.
And then he got what?
He still didn't know.
No, he knew. He got excited. He's a fan.
Well, he's very smart.
He's a fan of your films. Faison Love.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, we're not fucking holding anything.
He's not a fan if I go Pauly Shore and go, but I show you the picture.
Mm.
You got to know. You got to be a fan. Like if you say Steve Martin. Oh my God!
Mm.
But I can't show you a picture of Steve Martin with an arrow through his head and go, "Oh yeah, that's the guy."
But
like
you are super famous.
Not really.
Yeah, you are.
I think
you are. You know why you're super famous?
Why?
Because you starred in several films.
So did you?
Let's break. I mean, yeah, we're not talking about me.
Oh.
We're talking about you.
Okay.
Let's break that down.
Let's break that down.
One of your biggest films is Fridays.
No.
Yeah, The Worm on Fridays.
No. Grossing?
No, just your character. You were hysterical.
I'm in Friday for 2 minutes.
Yeah, but it was a memorable scene.
Black people like the...
No, they're called African Americans.
No, they're not. They're nobody's from Africa. They're all from Alabama, number one, okay? Or in Queens.
Hannah, you saw Fridays, him in Fridays, The Worm?
I did not. I'm sorry, but I did see Elf, and I loved you and Elf. And
she's 13. How old are you?
23.
See, she's 13.
It's a new generation.
Friday,
I got a YouTube star later.
When Friday came out, she was something. 10.
No, the vacation one. The breakup one I saw.
Couples Retreat.
Couples Retreat.
That's a big film.
Like big film. So you're the...
But I wasn't just... I'm just a
can black. I say you're the black guy in Couples Retreat? You're the fat black guy in Couples Retreat.
No, that's Cedric Entertainer.
Ari. Is he the fat black guy in Couples Retreat or my
he
fucking...
He is a slightly overweight black guy in Couples Retreat, but there's a bigger
black American.
A bigger character.
So we have the dude from Shark Tank coming up. His name is Damon Johns.
Right.
I want to thank him so much for. Have you seen Shark Tank before?
Yes.
Have you guys seen Shark Tank?
Every single
episode. I
want to
ask him some personal stuff.
So thank you for sitting in. We got Jimmy coming up later, the big YouTube sensation, YouTube star. I did a video for him a while ago called Cool Teacher. I know you did a video for him.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called.
It was called something.
It was called, you know.
It was called the.
Here's some money.
It's called the Lamb Chop. The Lamb Chop.
Why does everything relate to food with me?
And we got Damon Johns coming up after this from Shark Tank. And you know what? I'm out.
Who are the sharks? They're self-made millionaire and billionaire investors who are entrepreneurs themselves. Damon John is a fashion and branding expert who grew his homegrown clothing line into the globally recognized fashion brand, FUBU.
So thanks for sitting down with me.
Well,
I appreciate it. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
On all the success.
Appreciate it. Thank you,
it's
man.
It's crazy because what's crazy is that our business, the entertainment business, has shifted so much.
Right.
It's shifted so much. Like, your crew on your show, the Shark Tank show,
yeah.
It's like you guys are like characters now.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't plan on that.
Not at all.
Because
at all.
When you watch like Seinfeld or you watch Married with Children or any of these shows, like every
it's
single
not like that, though.
Let me
like,
fucking finish my thought.
Characters like Seinfeld?
No, I'm. Let me fucking finish.
Shit.
Let me finish my thought.
Teach you. He's like,
I know where he's going. 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 Okay. I think I do. I hope I do.
Can we get it? Like, hey, listen.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, but when you. No, but my point is is that.
Is Shark that the,
no,
like
the, the. No. No, get the thing closer to your face.
I got though. It. Okay. Let's go.
No.
Tell us how Shark Tank is like Seinfeld.
No, my point is that your faces.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
You know what? I never thought about it, but I think that you're, you know, you're more
big.
Accurate about it. You know
it's
what?
Big. No, I was on the fucking plane, dude, flying in from New York last night on Virgin Airways, and you guys are like back to back to back to back to
yes.
back. You're
yeah.
fucking everywhere, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they call
you know
us
what?
Like the
you know
Kardashians
what?
Of CNBC now. You
yeah,
know?
You know what, dude? Listen, I'm out. You get that a lot, I'm sure.
We get that often.
People
but you know
the street,
what they,
I'm out, motherfucker, I'm out.
They do say that they, it's business theater. And they say that everybody plays a character. So I laugh and I smile a lot, but you'll never see that on the show, right? And a lot of those pitches are 2 hours. That's really, and we are really negotiating. It's really our money. We have no idea about who these people are. They're just pulling out of us a certain kind of like DNA that they find, a consistency they find in each one of us. But there is
well, it's
that's
your
our
chemistry.
Real money.
It's your
yeah.
chemistry.
Yeah.
I saw the bean pie episode recently. Was it what? The bean pie or is the pumpkin
yeah, yeah,
pie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one black
sweet
dude.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah, sweet potato pie. The one black
Tots.
Dude, you saw him and you go, you kind of sympathize with him because he, what did you say?
Well, you know, he was just, you know, he was starting out just like me at that time and I remembered him. And he was from, he's actually close to New York City. Mm. So I mean, but that was 6 years ago. It was a really long time. That was actually the pilot, I think, of Shark Tank. We were sitting like behind that big news desk looking thing.
Yeah.
And that was Todd's. Was it bean pie?
No, it was sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato yeah. pie. Yeah.
He was pitching the sharks about why they should invest in his.
Yeah.
His
like he
pie
was
company.
Coming off like he invented sweet potato pie.
No. He has a sweet potato pie shop in New Jersey. He does really
yeah,
well.
It's basically an episode about
I got
a
you.
Guy.
He wanted money to have a sweet potato
yeah.
pie
yeah.
factory.
So Barbara yeah. and I invested in him and started working with him.
How'd
he's
that
still
work?
Doing great. You know, he's
you.
Not
go
growing as fast as he should,
you.
But he's still,
you.
But it doesn't
Shit's
matter.
Good,
that
yeah.
sweet potato pie is fucking,
good,
man,
good,
that's
dude.
Good.
Yeah. I know you can yeah. tell it's legit.
Yeah.
Okay, so on that particular episode, you had you invested $700,000 in your own money?
No. That pie business, I think, was like a... 100,000 or 75,000.
So he
yeah,
came.
How much is sugar?
yeah, right. But it's not sugar. He wants to buy trucks and he wants.
Oh,
to
no, he's doing
buy
too much.
Else.
Just get the pies. Eat fruit pie, the musician. This look. I say I can help you.
Yeah,
I buy pies. Just get the pies. You don't need the trucks. People come to you.
Pies, I got it.
You don't need the trucks, and you don't need the flyers.
Well, you know, he wants to be the next, you know, Intamin's or
no, you have the Intamin's.
Little Debbie's.
Remember they tried to get rid of Twinkies?
Yeah.
Came back just like that.
Uh-huh.
Fat people gonna find them pies without going to them. Just tell the brother, get rid of all that stuff. Just have a pie shop.
Okay.
Low overhead.
I think he needs to bring you in as a consultant.
Yeah, you would actually be
100%.
You would actually be a good spokesman for the pie because you're chubby, bro. Listen, so that dude. So you gave him some money though, but are you still in talks with him or no?
We still talk. Wow. A lot of the entrepreneurs, we become friends because we're working together, and he's a great guy. So we still talk.
Jersey kid?
Yeah.
From Jersey.
So you're from
he was always famous, but never a star. Remember that line? Because you were always heard about you.
It was all from FUBU days.
But who did Cross Colors? Carl Kanai.
Carl Kanai worked at Cross Colors, and then he created Carl Kanai. I'm the other side.
You guys were not battling.
No, not at all. Carl Kanai is an inspiration to me. Actually, when I first walked into a store and I saw his face on a hang tag, I realized that... You know, that we didn't have to worry about other people make like French designers and all that. I was like, yo, this guy's from the hood. He can make clothes. I can make
that. I always thought either you guys were together. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because it kind of came, you know, because the Cross Colors came, the big.
Cross Colors came before all of us.
Right.
Then Carl Kanai.
Right.
What's the clothing where it's called Big and Chubby? The Big
and Tall.
Yeah. Do you got some for him? Do you have what I'm
saying? You know what? I wonder
because they don't have
a lot of, like, they don't put Big and Tall
designer
in
stuff.
Target. Like, I spend a lot of money for my shit.
Right.
So I'm like, why don't they have
you go to Rochester or are you?
Yeah. But now they have like a fake, you know, the DXL was like they tried to get like some slim clothes for fat people.
Uh huh.
But like this kind of shit right here, how much you pay for this?
I don't know, bro.
See, that's what I'm saying. He don't even know. They should have fat stuff like this at Target, so because everybody doesn't have them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so back to...
I love making Big and Tall. Every time we launch a brand, Big and Tall works for us.
Wait, how do you think this is going so far? He's saying, Faison's taking over. What am I
supposed
to
do? I'm just saying.
He's trying to pitch some ideas. He's trying to get on Shark Tank.
No, it just makes sense. We should
He's got a lot of...
But I'm trying to get behind the guy from... There's a mask.
Wait.
America, the world knows his face from the TV show. I'm trying to get to the guy behind
but
the guy.
But he's got a lot of full-figured questions. Sweet potato pies big and tall clothes. And
yeah.
Big potato clothes, whatever it is.
Potato sack.
So back to Queens.
Queens. We were in Queens
that's
conversation.
That's where my head was at before he interrupted me.
All right.
So back to Queens, yes. You and your mom.
Yeah.
Queens. That's where you're from.
Yes, I am.
Wow. No brothers, no sisters.
No brothers, no sisters.
So you're like LeBron James, kind of. A little bit.
Why would I be like LeBron?
Because he doesn't play
basketball?
No, but he was just like kind of siblings. No siblings.
Yeah, I was only child, but I wasn't like him. I don't play basketball.
But he was roughing it. You were roughing it when you first started. You didn't come from money?
No, not at all.
No, I'm going to tell you about kids in New York, right?
let me tell you
about kids. So you don't know. Kids in New York
you're
like
not
him.
You're from fucking New York.
I know. Yes, no, but yes. Where did you see me? In New York. I spent a good time.
Where used
yes.
To fucking go.
Yes, because I used to be there. Spend a lot of time in New York.
Okay.
Kids from New York are spoiled. You're spoiled. Your mother spoiled you to death. I could tell.
Shit.
She loved you to death. I could tell.
I was spoiled because I was loved?
No. I know it for a fact because my cousins, they're all spoiled.
How are they spoiled?
Trust me. They just like, no, don't let, like, California kids, they got to take out the trash and shit. And
that was all,
you
I
didn't take out the trash.
I started working at 10 years old, man.
But because you wanted the Pumas.
Yes.
Thank you.
But I wanted to keep the house because we were by ourselves. My father left at 10, so I started working.
I understand, but I could tell.
I started running BX Cable in the Bronx in those abandoned buildings. That's when that's the first time I ever saw a dead body, actually, when we were.
Oh, and like Fort Apache?
Fort Apache.
Yeah.
Phoenix fell out of a window.
He don't know my life in the Bronx. BX. Where the BX at? The BX.
So that's.
But yes.
So with the hats and stuff, and you
spoiled.
You went to the Magic Show, and that's where it all kind of.
But good spoil.
That's where it all kind of blew up, right?
Yeah.
Is that where it took off?
No, I know.
You?
I got cousins just like you.
Well, stop. Is that where it took off for you?
Well, that was one part of it. I mean, it was
a whole bunch of stuff.
It was like, you know, some things happened in 89, then 92, then 90. Like, it was always one more step closer to hopefully getting somewhere.
Yeah. And why did I think you were Damon Dash a long time ago? What? I'm just saying, that's who I thought he was.
Because my name is Damon, I guess.
Because Andrew Lear. Right, uh-huh. Andrew Lear, the agent, friend of ours,
yeah,
right?
Good friend of ours.
Do you
sure.
still work with him sometimes?
No, he moved over to be
to
he's
UTA.
An agent now.
Yeah,
he was a manager at the time. He can't be an agent
because for some reason I thought when he said that we were going to meet and talk, he says you're Damon Dash.
No, that's other Damon.
I know you corrected me.
Yeah. Yo, stop playing.
Well, no, I'm just trying to get to the thing.
I like to apologize for my white friend.
Yeah,
stop
no problem.
It.
And he's not really white.
No.
Because Paulie used to wear shell toes and shit back in the 80s. He's like the shit I got on now. Paulie had the whole shit breakdancing.
Yeah.
Parking his Corvette on the sidewalk. Like, I don't give a fuck. He was spoiled too, but he had to take the trash out.
Where are you from, boy?
I grew up out of here.
And where are you from, Bay?
San Diego and New York, the Bronx.
All right.
Boynton Avenue, you know. Shout out to Boynton Avenue. But yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
So
my father's in the military, so we
get. Oh, so you had to move around a lot. Okay.
So, but you did come, but no, because people see you up there. They see you on your show. They see all your crew on the show, and you guys. It says it in the opening credits. Yo, this guy's worth $5 million. This guy's worth $20 million. This guy's worth $1 billion. Da da da. You came from nothing.
Right.
So that's crazy. That's
but
sick.
It was fun.
What?
It's fun. It's amazing.
No, that's
great
sick,
ride.
Though. So yeah. So.
So did you come? Did you come for money?
Yeah, I came from money.
Yes, he's rich. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
How was it having two pair of shoes? Like,
no, I never believe. I can't believe you had two pair of shoes.
No, I didn't have two pairs
no,
of shoes.
No, no.
I'm asking him how it was.
Oh, no. Him? No. This guy, he at 15, you know the Corvette?
Yeah.
The white one with the red interior? He's driving it down to San Diego. He's parking it on the sidewalk. He gets out with the shoes with the shell toe shit and the Kango.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, it was nice. So that
hard time. He used to tell me, come hang out at the pool. At the pool? Like,
what,
yeah.
You knew him at that time?
Yeah.
Because when you started comedy.
We both started young.
How old were you when you started comedy?
15.
We both started together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we started together at like 17, right? 18
believe
years old.
You know, I don't think people understand how hard that game is.
Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy was a guest shark on the show one season, and he brought up a valid point. He said, you know, a singer could go in there and sing that hit record all the time. I got to go in there and earn every single laugh every
joke,
single time.
Every joke.
So I had a whole new respect for comedians after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's...
So you got the show. You got the show in 2009. Is that when it was?
Yeah.
About 2009.
Yeah.
It's 2015.
Right.
Right. So it's crazy.
2008, I think the show started. Yeah.
But that's crazy. Like, you didn't think that this, how did this whole thing come about?
They called me, and, you know, I think that Mark Burnett and the producers saw me, you know, on, I believe, the big idea with Donnie Deutsch. Mm. And they said, you know how to break down a pitch, and do you want to come out here and invest your own money on a bunch of ideas? And I said, yeah, I need a trip to L.A. So I came out, and I never thought it would work. Who would care about, you know, four or five business people talking crap? Mm. And 6 years later, about to shoot our seventh year, is it's amazing. Wow. Having a good time.
Makes sense, though, because that's the world we live in now.
That is people, the world we live in.
People want to be their own. Like, you're doing your own podcast. Like,
I am.
Like, yeah,
am.
This is your shit.
This is my own shit.
It's your own shit.
So
I met, what's his name, Mark Burnett.
Yep.
When they were going to do the first show was Survivor.
Survivor, yep.
And I told him, I was like...
20 years ago.
Yeah, I was like, are you crazy?
He was in the
Me
movie
and Heavy
on,
D.
He was, you and Heavy D.
He was Me and Heavy D. Were,
he was in the movie with John Favreau, the vacation movie. What's it called? When you go on the vacation, what's it called?
It was called...
Getaway, come get away.
How does that even relate to what we're talking
about?
Because
you just said Survivor, and I thought Island and shit. Right? Ari?
What the fuck?
What do you think? Makes sense.
Yeah. I see how you connected the two.
And then he was an elf, too. You remember Elf? With
you
Will
were
Ferrell.
An elf.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the chubby black guy in Elf.
Yeah, I was a chubby black guy in a lot of shit. Yeah.
What movie was he the skinny black guy in?
He's not that. So, So that's crazy. So now you're on the show. You're going into the how many seasons?
Seven seasons.
Yeah. And how often do you guys shoot it?
We shoot it. It takes us about a month to shoot the show.
Just kind of bang them out.
That's it.
Bang them out.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's break down the different characters on the show, because that's to what I think America is drawn to now.
Sure.
The bald guy's hysterical.
He is the bald guy.
What's his name?
Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. Yeah. He's hysterical. Evil. That's what he is. He's evil. He's the one. He's the voice of money.
Yeah. He's so funny.
He's fighting for money every day.
Yeah, he's fighting for money.
He's
right?
fighting for the right money's rights.
Right.
And then
what would you do, like, somebody just had a bunch of money right now, would you keep it in America or would you go somewhere? Can you even say that?
Yeah, I would say I'd keep it in America.
Really?
I would. I don't trust people. I don't trust the way they handle money other places, because it's just not, I don't know their laws and rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Not even Vancouver?
I love keeping my money here, man.
So the other, so then there's Mark Cuban,
correct?
Right, and is Mark
the crazy wild card billionaire that you know, you
does
can't
he get
really
sad around playoff time?
You what?
Does he get sad around playoff time? Like,
no, we don't see, we don't speak to him during playoff time. Like, he totally is dedicated to his team. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He zones out.
So he's the one that you know, you got to go up against, and you have to have an angle that is not money. To go up against, so you have to either be a great partner, or you have to have a history in that business, or, you know, you have to play it like, hey, he's too busy, he's the billionaire, he's not going to have time. So if you want just money, then go there. But if you want help and access and resources, come here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to play that game. It's a chess game.
Yeah, and then also at the beginning of the show, in the opening credits, tell me what it says on each one of you guys, so then people that are listening right now, stop. People are listening right now can connect to that.
It says you. It says me. I came up in the fashion business in New York, and then I have all my fashion companies. It says Lori has all these patents and Queen of QVC. It says Mark, I believe something like the outspoken billionaire.
And
it
then
says,
Robert's he's the social media company. Company.
Technology.
Yeah. So is all that stuff true?
Yeah.
And then as far as...
I hope so.
No, but as far as the money, it says how much you guys are worth.
It just says we are worth billions.
Right.
And that's really Mark.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you're not worth billions.
No.
You're worth millions.
No, my company has sold billions of dollars worth of clothes, but that doesn't mean that I'm worth millions. I mean, I'm worth billions, no.
Right.
I think the only billionaire...
It's not like you're worth thousands.
No, worth more than thousands.
Yeah.
And the only billionaire right now on the panel... Permanently is Mark, but we've had billionaires. We've had Steve Tisch, owner of the Giants. We've had John Paul, owner of Patron, and Paul Mitchell.
Mm. Would you ever have Dr. Dre on?
That's not up to me. I would love to see Dre on that. He moved over from music all the way to selling products.
Now this is a serious. Can I ask a serious question? Now, there's some people that are good, talented, like, say you can make those glasses, but you don't have the business to sell them.
Correct.
So what do you do? Like, I don't think I'm a good businessman.
You don't? Really? Definitely not.
You surround yourself with an amazing team who knows how to convert that to sales.
See, I don't even think I can hire good people. Like, you know, you have a good idea for an app, and then you get the one guy. He's always eating Cheetos when you go over there. He showed you the same picture he showed you when you first got there. I'm like, dude, does an app take 5 years? And every time he wants more money, I need another $1,000. You know, I'm like, yo.
Well, then you have to learn how to program and realize when he's lying to you or not.
Well, see, because you don't know that world, and you don't know anything about pixels. It's like, yeah, he's right.
You got to learn it, though. You hate that part, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind learning. I thought everybody had that. Like, Paulie may be a good comedian, but is he a good businessman? Like, are you think you're a good businessman?
I think I'm okay.
I think you are too, but I'm kind of.
I think I'm all right.
You got to try to learn, man. You got to keep constantly learning.
That's crazy. And then when people like come to you and pitch you like ideas, like obviously you go to like the Coffee Bean, or you go to. You go to dinner with your friends. Do people always come up to you and say, hey, dude, where do I?
Yeah.
That's annoying, right?
I get about 40, 50 of those a day.
Yeah.
I can't say it's annoying because, you know, they're just trying to.
Yeah, they're just trying to
man. They're just trying to feed their families or something. You know?
If I wanted to learn how to do a big and tall line, you would help me.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Why not, man?
Because he just said no. He's fucking busy, dude. So listen. So here,
book
listen.
Book me on Shark Tank.
No. Listen,
so I got to go through Shark Tank?
I actually don't. I can't entertain the pitches because often people will pitch and then you never know if they show up somewhere on
Faison,
Shark Tank.
Your shit's and then all over the place. Like, you can't just go the guys. On there. We can't, you got to get it organized.
Yeah.
You know, you got these guys. Listen, let's stop for a second. The people that go on the show are very serious, right? Tell them. They're not fucking around.
I think he's serious, though.
Yeah, but you got to come to the table serious. Like, I want to come serious to you right now with something.
Okay. All
right. Okay. This is some straight stuff. And Hannah, you have the... Here, pick up the mic. This is my assistant, Hannah.
Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
Right.
They're outside.
You have the stuff about Weasel's Bar and Grill, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal. Look, he got all excited. So this is something that I've been working on for a while, and I wanted to come on your show and somehow figure out the right way to do it.
Okay.
But the thing that's really difficult, I would have to come on your show with a business person because you guys zing some zingers at me, and I'd be like, "Going, what the fuck's he talking about?" Like,
right.
Because you want to close the deal right there.
It's not a problem coming on there with a manager or a partner in your business. Okay.
So here's the idea. No, you heard of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Yes.
You heard of Cabo Wabo. Cabo Wabo. Sammy Hagar's got the big tequila thing. You know, he's got the Cabo Wabo tequila.
Sure.
So I wanted to do Weasel's Bar and Grill.
Who's Weasels?
Me. That's my old shtick from the 90s.
That's
it's
got, the 90s.
It's the old.
The 90s. I got
Weasel,
it. Now.
Okay, Weasel, bro. Weasel, yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right. It's got, you know, he likes it already. Listen, the menu says grindage.
Do that again. The what?
Weasel, bro. Weasel. The menu says grindage. And then there are stony burgers, crusty fries. You know, soup. You got Weasel Whiskey.
Do you own Weasels?
Yeah, I own Weasels. Okay. Pauly Shore's Weasels Bar and Grill.
Got it.
So it's like, so basically what happens is someone our age would walk in there and it would be like, yo, that was my youth. And the kids would walk in there and go, this is fucking awesome because everyone's wearing Dayglo and
who put out Weasels?
I started it.
Yeah, but who put out the movie?
Who put out the movie?
Yeah, the any Weasel stuff. Who put out
I don't think you did. Well,
what
did
TV? Was it where?
I think
where
was his character.
Disney
it
was Goofy character. Movie.
Yeah, but
I don't think
who owned that.
No, I came up with the whole thing. That. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like Big Worm.
Right.
He came up with it, and then he called himself the Weasel on. Like he was.
And I have my own language. I have my own logos, my own stuff. But
that's where I know you. That's the movie I like you in the most.
Fridays.
Big
perm? Yeah, the worms. Yeah, right.
So like with a big perm,
So I wanted to have like a 90s throwback kind of theme restaurant. Very cheap to put together because all you really have to do is do the logos and go into an existing place that's already there.
Sure.
Like kind of like, you know, Margaritaville. If you think of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, it's the biggest restaurant out there in the world. It makes millions of dollars. And it's just a restaurant. But it's his theme. It's Margaritaville.
Right.
So what do you think about that idea?
Could be good.
What?
Could be good.
What? Why? You don't have the fucking... You're not on the fucking show. I don't give a fuck if you're out or not. I'm asking his opinion.
Like, it took too long to explain it.
Well, that's because I'm nervous.
Why?
Because he's the fucking guy from Shark Tank.
You've been talking to him for a fucking hour.
It doesn't matter. I'm pitching him an idea. That makes me nervous.
I think it could be good.
You think that's good, but not the fat code for fat people?
I'll tell you,
I have the logos. I have the design. I got everything.
Let me see the logo.
It's, you know, Flavor Flav did
a... I was thinking of Sober Bar. That's the one you
The which one?
The Sober Bar. You were going to say
no, that was something else.
A sober bar?
In Kansas City, there was a KFC, and somebody opened up a FFC right next door. And it was a Flavor Flav fried chicken.
Right.
He had lines around the corner.
Yeah.
The corner. Really.
But so it's closed now, probably.
Well, his partners may not have ran it the right way, but he did amazing.
So if I show up on your show with the logos and the design and another business partner, do you think I can come in and at least pitch it to you guys?
I don't know.
But you think that... But if I got... I fucking finished my thought, motherfucker.
He asked that already. He's not in charge
of
the budget.
I can't do anything
I understand
with that.
When I asked him...
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
He's not going to help you and not help me.
Listen, let me finish. I don't want him to help me. I'm asking a question. So here's the deal. Oh, so you have a producer that I, my people or I can get in touch with to at least pitch it to them.
You, I don't know how they get the people on the show.
That's what he said earlier.
I understand that, but there is someone out there that pitches people ideas.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's all. No, now you want to be in it? I thought you said you didn't want to do it.
We don't know how they get the people because they either do they do an open casting in certain cities, or they'll go to a magic show, a trade show, and pick somebody, or they'll randomly see somebody on TV, a good story, and say,
"Oh, we
want to
come
on."
Yeah, it's got to be spontaneous.
We have no idea how they get the people.
Yeah, what? What?
Oh, and then they go on to ABC.com, ABCcasting.com, because if we know people, if they come on the show, they're automatically disqualified.
See? And now
right.
You know them.
Oh, so now I'm disqualified?
Yes.
You didn't give me the numbers on the business, but I would have to say on the show, hey, I know you.
Right.
But, I you know, why aren't you bringing me on?
But I know Mark as well.
Yeah, well, we just had to say we know you, but we can't know the business.
Oh, you don't know the business.
Yeah, we can't know the detail of the business.
Right.
So that's the fat clothes are not a good thing.
No, I didn't say it wasn't. I just said I can't help because I don't have time.
I mean, you could steer me in the right direction.
Yeah, I could. But then you couldn't come on the show.
I don't want to go on the show. All right. I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, well, you already are.
I mean, you know, I don't want to. I want to fill a void that's needed. Put shirts in Target. Like, everybody wants a Gucci. People on Levi's bigger than Gucci, right?
No.
You have to be.
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore. Come on. Levi's been around since 1812.
Levi's was, I think, 18 billion.
What are those Gucci or Levi's? Billion.
Yo. So thanks for coming and sitting down with me.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
I had a good time with your guys, man. Thank you.
All right. I'm out. Later, bro.
All right. I'm out.
How the fuck are you in the show? Dude, you're fucking in the show.
I don't know what I have to say about that interview.
Well, you were talking over me.
I do that a lot.
And it's like, I know it's your
show. I know,
show.
I was, no,
I'm,
no, I shouldn't
I'm
have.
I'm the co-host.
No, I shouldn't have spoken, I'm
you
sorry.
Were, sit over here. We can't act like that in front of company.
Yeah.
Because people don't know how.
I got nervous.
Yeah.
I got nervous.
You were nervous.
Yeah.
Hannah? The first time I seen you flustered.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're a little flustered, but I think each of you are trying to get out your own ideas, you know?
The what?
You both were trying to pitch him ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know
about that Weasel shit.
Weasel's Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
Not happening?
That's like me opening up the Big Worm Weed Factory.
No, I think the Weasel is a little bit more popular than the Big Worm. All right, moving right along after this commercial. So I want to say thank you, Damon, for sitting in with us. Coming up next, Damon Johns. You can watch him on Shark Tank, MSNBC, NBC, Mark Cuban. Give him a round of applause. That's cool. Coming up next is, I want Hannah to introduce this guy because I know I don't want to be disrespectful, but she gets a little worked up when she mentions his name.
I do not.
Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian.
So why wouldn't you get worked up? He's a good-looking dude. He's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, but just because someone's in my wheelhouse doesn't mean I'm just going to jump everything. I'm not you. I don't just jump every opposite sex.
They're different than us. Mm. They don't just do
girls
it.
Girls are
like.
Different than guys.
Right. Yeah, they're different.
Like, I'm not. I think he's attractive and he's successful and he drives a Porsche.
Jesus.
And I know he rolled up and I got hot. I got off a lot. Jimmy Tatro.
We'll be up after this on the Pauly Shore Podcast Show with my beautiful co-host, Mr. Faison Love. What did you say to him when he did his video? It didn't come out?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it wasn't on us, though.
It was on him.
No, we did well.
That was a black joke. Well. That was his little black joke.
No, it wasn't my fucking
black joke.
It
didn't come out.
It had to come out.
Why?
Yeah, it had to happen. It was pretty early on. I wasn't expecting it.
Get the fuck off me, dude. Dude, that was tough, dude. I just had Damon Dash on, but we'll talk about that shit later. Damon.
Quit calling all Damon black people John. Damon Dash.
Damon
okay? He calls all black people Damon.
So, Jimmy, thanks
up,
for sitting
man?
Down with us.
Yeah, man.
This is Faison. He's my co-host just for
we
today's
met,
show.
We know each other.
I don't know if we'll be on another
we
show.
We did a video that didn't come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
heard. We got to do another one that does come out. Me and Paulie did one. It was pretty funny.
It was fucking sick, right? I love that one, dude. That was fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, man.
What was it about?
It was called The Cool Teacher, and it was about that teacher that's just trying to be super cool with all the students.
Hilarious.
And he's talking about his glory days back when he was, you know, running the cheerleading squad. It's pretty funny.
Were you the teacher?
Yeah, I was the teacher. So this is Ari, my manis.
Nice to meet you, man.
How you doing?
Well, this is Hannah, assistant there. Hannah, what's
Hello.
Up?
Hello, Hannah.
Nice to meet you.
This is Faison's beautiful wife-to-be. No, what?
Assistant. Myosha.
Well, assist his interview skills. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's good. So, thank you. So, thanks for sending. So, what have you been...
You didn't get me a coffee.
What have you been doing? Still, you banging out videos every week?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, man. I took a little break for a while.
Fuck.
But back on that weekly grind, still pumping them out once a week.
That is insane.
Yeah. I've been upping the production value lately.
Oh, really?
I've been getting screwed by YouTube.
Wow.
What'd I tell you?
I have, man.
What'd I tell you?
I had a video... It had 2.2 million views last night.
No shit.
Woke up this morning, 1.4 million views.
See what I'm saying?
They took that shit down. Maybe tried to bang the owner's like girlfriend or something.
Nah, I don't know, man. Because I've had these conspiracy theories about YouTube for a while.
Wow.
Because I've always thought like if they took like 10% of everyone's views, you know, they'd make hundreds of millions of dollars every year. But that's pretty obvious. They took like a million views from me, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right, because whenever time you look at a view, and then it changes.
It lags, you know? Okay. You never really know. No one knows.
You're going to follow my lead on this interview, Faison.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just follow my lead. Listen, no, I want to break this down, because this is something that me and him were talking about before you got here.
Oh, really?
Like, let's break this down for real. And Hannah, listen to this. This is important. Listen to this. This is really important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people still to this day don't understand how it works. Don't speak. Let him speak. Break it down for the... And I still don't understand how it works.
I don't
how
know the really either.
No, come on, dude.
No, I mean, I
no,
do.
For real, dude. Because you do these videos.
Right.
And they get millions of hits, hundreds of thousands of hits.
Mm-hmm.
People see them. And how do you get paid for that?
Well, it's based on views. So, you know... That's where it gets weird, though, because no one knows what the specific... They have some algorithm, you know, that calculates how much money you make off a million views. So a million views can be anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000. But you don't really know why, because it depends on, like, if people are clicking the ads, if people watch the whole ads, if people skip the ads. So you never really know.
Yeah, but you're a YouTube star.
He just told you.
But I'm saying, like...
You're
I don't
a YouTube
know.
Star, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many people. I don't know if people are skipping them, watching the whole thing. They're really the only ones who know, and it's basically like everyone just has to trust that YouTube is
giving you the right number.
It's giving you the right number because no one can really check up on it. You know what I'm saying?
So, but for instance, though, when your money comes in, does it come in on a check on your mailbox?
Like a monthly.
So it comes into your account.
Yeah, like a Google AdSense account.
So it comes into your account.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right.
So how much money comes into your account? Because you've been doing this. I mean, I did my video.
Whoa.
I've done my video with you a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
So if you're doing a video every week, like who's paying for the
That's
video?
Personal.
Is it YouTube?
Well, see, the only reason I can have a high production value is I signed a deal with another website, and they're basically paying me to release them early on their site. So I'm using all the money they gave me as a budget. Otherwise, the videos I'm making wouldn't be possible. It's called Vessel, and it's like they're trying to be the first premium short. It's like a Hulu, but for short videos, basically.
Okay, so it's called Vessel.
Yeah.
Vessel.
It's actually pretty cool. You have to pay, so that's why.
Who has to pay?
Like subscribe, you have to pay like $2.99 to subscribe.
To subscribe it. So Vessel gives you the budget to produce.
Right.
These videos.
So they give me a flat fee. YouTube's based off views.
No, I get that. No, let me break this down. Don't. Mm-hmm. Please.
I'm telling you.
Listen.
Vessel's the new CBS, basically. He has a production deal with CBS, but it's called Vessel now. Right?
I know. Well,
like a Netflix or Hulu, but for videos, kind of. Yeah.
In our day, they were called CBS.
Right.
So they give you a certain amount of money to produce a video. So, for instance, this week's video, mm-hmm. they gave you that cash.
Well, no. They gave me like a flat fee for the year.
Oh, for the
and
year.
And out of that, I've allotted, you know, a certain yeah. amount of money to be my budget for the year.
Yeah.
So all my videos are from that budget. Right. But if I was just working off YouTube money, I would be down.
Broke. Yeah.
I'd be down.
He takes his off the top. So yeah. a real company stepped up. No, am I right? A real company. You were kicking ass from YouTube, mm-hmm. giving them free views, free views, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a real company said, "No, we think we see your value. We'll pay you."
Yeah.
Here's a budget of whatever 50, whatever it is, and you go like out of that 50 or 200, whatever they say give you.
Dude, you were on with the Shark Tank guy. You said you don't know business, and all of a sudden you're like trying to come up with it.
This he is just told us.
Yeah, but let him fucking speak. Stop trying to figure it out. Let him fucking. You're like going, yeah, and then you get the one thing and the other budget, and then YouTube and then Vessel. Just shut the fuck up for a second. Let him speak.
You have to deal with this
whole thing. Did I get it right?
It was pretty close. Yeah.
I know, but let him speak okay, so we can. Okay. There's people listening. Okay. You know what I mean? They wanna be entrepreneurs too. They wanna do their own thing. Okay. So I'm trying to slow it down. So, anyways, okay. Vessel
yeah.
gives you a certain amount of. You sign a contract with them, mm-hmm. and they give you a budget for the year.
Well, they give me like. A flat rate for the year.
For the year.
And so out of that...
Yeah, you make your videos.
Yeah, I
Why
use
you let
that
him talk?
As a budget.
Let him talk.
So they give you the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do your videos, they go on their site first.
Yeah, 5 days early.
5 days early.
That's the only rule. I have to post it there 5 days early. That's what they're trying to sell people on, having like an early access. That's
yeah.
that's what they're hoping people will start.
And then how
for.
Many views does your videos get on Vessel as opposed to YouTube?
You can't really see. It's not like people don't really care as much. It's more of like you know, like when you go watch a show on like Hulu or Netflix, like you're not really looking at views, you know?
Mm.
So it's more of that kind of format, which I actually like better. It's cool. And the ads are like 2-3 seconds.
Mm, they're quick.
Super quick.
They're
it's
quick.
It's a real cool website. It's just people are a little skeptical cuz it's $2.99 a month, but like it's definitely, the layout's cooler than YouTube for sure.
It sounds like it's becoming the new network television where you can stream. It's streaming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Yeah.
People didn't get Netflix when it first came out either.
Didn't get what? YouTube?
No, Netflix, you know how Netflix originally started?
No.
How's this interview going so far?
From whose point of view?
From your point of view.
It's going good.
It's going okay?
I'm learning a lot.
What?
I'm learning a lot about YouTube. I think I have 15
Ari?
Subscribers. So.
Would you like to know about how Netflix has started?
No, I don't want to know about fucking Netflix. I have a YouTube star in front of me. So basically, again, I like to reiterate for the people listening is that they give you a blanket budget for the year. You produce these videos on Vessel. They get a 5-day window
mm-hmm.
first, and then you slap them over to YouTube.
Right.
Right? And then so you get the money from Vessel, and then you also hopefully get a little bit of money from YouTube.
Right. Correct. But what's been happening lately is YouTube money is it's not, yeah.
It's funny in a look, but, kind of funny in a light, right?
Yeah. No, but the way you were able to orchestrate your deal with Vessel is they saw all the hits that you got on YouTube.
Right, yeah.
So really, you can't really harsh on YouTube.
I can't really hate on YouTube.
They're the ones that made you to begin with.
Right, yeah.
Right. So... how are you going to break out of that? Or do you even want to break out of that into the mainstream?
Well, originally, my original goal was to use YouTube as a platform to, you know, jump to, you know, film and television.
Mm. It's backwards, though, by the way.
Yeah. Which, you know, I still want to do, and I'm still trying to get into film and television. But at the same time, I don't want to not stop doing YouTube stuff. I'd want to do everything simultaneously. Mm. And if I do get, like, a show or something... I'd want to take little, you know, clips from that show and keep posting.
Well,
on my
YouTube
channel.
I assume that a lot of your ideas are kind of pilots or kind of concepts to like, you know, like, hey, look, you show it to your agent or you put it out there and you say, look, this is an idea for a show or a movie, and look how many followers it has.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can like, make
don't
it
you
look
use
attractive.
It for pilots and stuff? And
yeah. Well, I'm writing a movie right now that I'm pretty excited about.
Is it based off of a sketch that you guys did?
Kind of. Not really. But at the same time, it's like there's so many sketches that we could kind of like throw in, like the idea.
You know what it is? You're at the forefront of what television used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when Desi Arnaz, do you know who he is?
Are you going to hate me if I say no?
Oh, no, no.
I don't even know who fucking Desi
You know who Desi Arnaz is?
No.
Lucy?
All right.
They came up with the 4-camera shoot.
What Desi Arnaz, what would I know him from? I know the name.
Well, you heard of Star Trek, right?
The what?
Star Trek.
Yeah, I know Star Trek.
Star Trek was created by the Desi Lu production.
Okay.
So they created, what you're doing now is creating a platform. So television is kind of behind you. I'm just telling you, television is behind you.
Yeah.
What you're doing now. What the fuck? Why are you? Why would you listen to me?
I'm listening. Go
television is behind you, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're like going from TV to radio.
Right.
Remember back in the days, people used to listen to the radio. Like then television came. They left.
Go on.
Why aren't you listening to me? People were listening to the radio, right?
Yeah.
And then television came. A new medium. And people start looking at television, and they left radio.
We all know that, dude.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, we know that. So what?
But he was saying he's going to write a movie. Write your movie, but don't wait. Just go ahead and shoot it.
Yeah, we're trying to do it.
Well, he's going
to
do that.
That's not what.
Why is he going to wait? He just said he's writing a movie.
He said he was hoping to go to television. I said, don't worry. No, it's going backwards.
Well, thanks for sitting in with us.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. Super happy for you.
Thank you.
That, you know, you're still doing your thing, and so hopefully you'll make that movie.
He will.
Yeah, for sure, dude. You have the production skills now. You know how to put it together, so thanks.
Thank
so
you.
So you're wrapping later, the show up? Is this the show wrap?
For sure.
Why are you wrapping the show? I can't wrap. Maybe we like to stay and talk.
No.
So what else is going on?
You know, I'm just chilling.
Well, that was an interesting show, huh? Oh my god! You getting a close up of his fucking big black face? You getting that shit? Well, no. I've been doing this a while, and you know, all my co-hosts usually just kind of flow with me.
I
was like your co-host. It's not that it's a bad thing. It might be a really good thing. Maybe I should just be your co-host. Change it to the Face On Podcast show.
No. Hold on. You didn't think it flowed?
Well, I just, you know, like when I'm on, when I do these interviews, I want to get to the source. You know what I mean? I want to get, like if a doctor is going in front to operate, he wants to get to the cancer. Like, so for me, like, I like to get to the cancer. With Damon, I didn't see how I was able to get to it, and it got sidetracked.
I'm not saying
it's bad or good. I'm just saying it went
where
it went.
Can I give you some advice?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, like Bruce Lee, be like water.
Mm.
Conform to, see that?
Yeah.
You be like water.
Okay.
And conform to the situation.
Yeah, I did, and it is what it is.
And that's what happens. Yeah, you're like water.
It went the way it went. I just don't know.
How do you think it happened, guys?
Ari, you say it's great on every fucking episode.
It was
so
great,
but
you both have very A-type personalities.
Mm.
And I think it was hard because he's never been in a position where he is the co-host. He's used to being the guy in charge, so it was hard for him to adapt. And I think it was a great podcast, but he didn't realize that you wanted him to be in kind of this B role.
You wanted to be,
I should have said that before we started.
Like, okay, let's practice this for the next time. No, just say something, and I'm gonna act like a co-host. Go ahead.
So Damon, so when you got the TV show Shark Tank, did you know it was going to turn out to be like this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it.
More
you
of
guys.
An Andy Richter type stuff.
Follow Faison on your Twitter. What's your Twitter?
I don't know. At Faison Love, I guess.
Okay.
At Faison Love.
All right. Well, he's really big on social media, as we could tell. Moving right along. I'm at Pauly Shore. Damon is not Damon Dash.
No.
It's Damon Johns.
Yes.
And
it's just one John, like John.
Damon John. Damon John. Okay, I even pronounced his name wrong the
whole
time. Is
this a good, like, for next time I'm co-hosting with you?
Is this a good what?
See how I'm sitting like this?
Yeah, this looks good. And also, I want to thank Jimmy. Check out his YouTube videos. Hannah's new boyfriend.
Hopefully. I don't know, he has a girlfriend, but I have the number now, so yeah. Call me.
So thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, have a good day.